Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. The verse that we're going to be studying tonight is from Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 reads, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" The same words also occur in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. I want to focus, before we go further, on these words, these very poignant words, and the fact that if one is to hear effectively the words of Jesus, one must divest oneself of all ego involvement. One cannot hear effectively the word of God if ego is in the way. Hence, Galatians 2:20, Paul states, "I am crucified with Christ." And in Greek, the word there is ego, or ego. Ego eimi. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Ego. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20, Luke 6:46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, or Kure, and do not the things which I say?" The word Lord, or Kure here, means master. The apostles in the headings of their letters, excuse me, I've been ill for a period of time, use the term bond servant, or they refer to themselves as bond servants of Jesus Christ. Or literally, one whose will is swallowed up in the will of another. Such is the depth, such is the poignancy of the meaning of the term bond servant, or plural, bond servants. Here, kure means master. And in the Old Testament, the Hebrew, the word would be bale. So, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And so there is an imperative attached to saying that Jesus is one's Lord. The statement cannot end by saying Jesus is my Lord. One may say the statement, but it is merely a verbal assent to the statement that one may or may not believe. One proves or one demonstrates one's allegiance to the person of Christ not by what one says, but by what one does. To follow Jesus, that is, when Jesus said, "Follow me," it was a command stated in the imperative. Follow me as a habit of life. Follow me. And then Jesus in Luke's gospel intensifies those words by saying that you must take up your cross daily to follow me. This is what one writer called the halt. Soren Kierkegaard refers to this as the halt. It is the point at which one can no longer follow Christ. The halt pictures a set of circumstances or situation beyond which one cannot go, one cannot follow Christ any further. The halt. And the individual would do well to understand the inevitability of the halt. If one attempts to follow Christ in the flesh, let me illustrate this. Jesus said, Lord, though all may forsake thee, I will never forsake thee. Here was a statement made in the power of the sarx for the flesh. It is the psychology of the flesh. It was the well-meaning of the flesh. It was untested bravado. But when reality came, when faced with reality of the arrest of Christ and what was to follow thereafter, Peter broke rank. That was his halt. He had met the wall. Jesus looked at him. Says the cook before the cock crows, by the time Peter, you will betray me. God is the God, according to in Titus 1, God is God who cannot lie. It is contrary to his nature to lie. He is intrinsic truth. He is aletheia. He is the one who is intrinsically real. And so, therefore, he can never be false. So he told Peter the truth. Peter met his halt. And that was a good thing for Peter. Jesus even said, Peter, Satan has desired to have you back. Satan has asked to have you back again that he might sift you as wheat. Now, note, Jesus never said, I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm not going to allow the devil to sift you as wheat. Jesus never said that. Jesus said to Peter, but I have prayed for you. But I have prayed for you, that when you are recovered, you will strengthen the brother. And I'm sure at the time, Peter did not understand until he was tossed into this existential crisis. And Peter got to see what the flesh is really like and what he was really depending upon and what Jesus really wanted out of his life, because Peter had named him when he first met Peter. John chapter 1. He changed his name from Simon to Petros, that is, rock. The new name motif is used in the Word of God with regard to those who have that new relationship with Christ. Peter had that relationship. But that was a wall. That was the halt. Because God had to move them out to a situation beyond himself. Why do you call me Kure Kure and do not the things which I say? These words challenged my life for years. Every day, day in, day out, all day long, these words hammered my conscience. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? I was pursued by this story about the Hound of Heaven, who never stops until he gets where he pursues. One can only run so far from the will of God. And I'm not keeping score, but I do know one thing, God has never lost. I do know something else, that my arms were too short to box with God. And I do know something else, that those who climb in the ring with God will equally and also find that their arms are too short to box with God. He doesn't lose. The only way to address this verse effectively is through obedience. It is to bow to the authority of the living Christ. I don't mean it from a group. I don't mean when one is in an emotional lather. But when one is along with God, when one can listen to the voice of God, when there can be that silence, when there can be that hope, can be the kingdom of God, when one can be alone with God and come to understand what it is he wants obedience. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That was me. That was me. And I know that he loved me and he was patient with me. But there are some painful things that he introduced into my life, so that I could be ready for the wonderful life that he had prepared for me. But he was never going to show me that life until I was ready. God didn't come to me and say, you're going to have prosperity. I'm going to speak peace into your life. None of this Facebook theology. None of this silly theology that keeps people trapped today. God came to me, and God challenged my heart to his work. The psalmist, Psalm 119, states, I was afflicted until I went astray. He said, I was afflicted. But I learned what God wanted in my life. And then I got a real life, when I got beyond the flesh, when I got beyond the energy of the flesh, when I got beyond the psychology of the flesh, and I listened to God. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say, not the group, not group speak, not what some book tape teachers or gathered around a book that is based on the word of God's word, and do not things which I say. There is a pointed awareness when one comes before God and hears his word. There is that re-declaring that one is now in the presence of the living God. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.